This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn. When I say our, I'll introduce you to the panel here. This feels like it ought to be a television show. Panelists to review the charts from Talkers Magazine, esteemed talk hosts and esteemed people who have thoughts, genuine, intelligent thoughts. That's why they're here with me, because I'm genuine and I'm intelligent, so I bring genuinely intelligent people into the fold. They would include, but are not limited to, the lovely Victoria Keelan. Does that sound sexist if I call you lovely?
No, I think that's very nice. Thank you.
I don't even know anymore what to say. I don't call the lovely Rich McFadden.
Oh, so sweet.
Rich is so lovely.
Yeah. He is lovely in his own way.
Yeah, he's special.
Special in his own way. And the even lovelier Joe Crummy, who has become a part of our band. He and I, you may have seen this post on Facebook a week or so ago. Joe and I, wine experts that we are, I joined Jennifer Horn's dad, Michael, at a restaurant in Pasadena for a wine tasting fest, and it was really great. The audience couldn't tell who was better, you or me, Joe. I think you were. Anyway.
Well, we kind of set the bar kind of low, Doug.
Yeah, speaking of the bar. Yes, exactly. All right, so Joe Crummy, who is a veteran of the talk radio world and wars, is here. He's got things to say. Richie's got things to say. Victoria's got things to say. I've got things to say. So let's get started reviewing some of the things that Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com says are the big deals for this week. At number 10, the NCAA Final Four decision will be made this weekend. Crummy, have you paid any attention to this? Are you doing a bracket or anything?
No, I'm not a bracket kind of guy, but, I mean, I just took a look last night at the Golden State Warriors' record, and it's out of control. I mean, what is it, 62-14? I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, that's an incredible record.
Couldn't prove it by me. Richie, what about you? Got a bracket going there?
I got a bracket, but my bracket's busted. It's done. I'm out. Done.
You're out.
Everyone says that this year, yeah. More than I've ever heard. People say they've had their brackets busted.
Yeah, well, that you got Duke
like
kind of bailing out so early, and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Oh, you know, I got to apologize. I was talking NBA. You guys are talking NCAA. I got to wake up and get with the program here.
Yeah, you got to get with the program, Joe.
And that's right. Heating up as well, so.
Yeah, the NBA. All right, so let's go to number 9, which is the exchange between Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity. Has anybody heard the audio or seen the video of this? I hear conflicting reports, and I haven't, but there was apparently an interview. I don't know who was interviewing whom, though. Victoria, do you know whether Koppel was interviewing Hannity or Hannity was interviewing Koppel?
I believe Koppel was interviewing Hannity, right?
Yeah. Okay, Koppel interviews Hannity, and what's the point? The point is to make Hannity look bad because that's the way.
It came up. I mean, it came up in the conversation. Ted looked at Sean and said, you know, the thing that bothers me about you is you've created a whole generation of people who think that ideology is more important than the truth. And Ted was so mad because Sean is so good at doing it. You know, you're so good at being evil and bad. And that's where things kind of went in different directions there. You know, it's not about the truth anymore. It's about political ideology.
Well, how is Koppel any different than Hannity? If, in fact, he takes that approach, then you know where he's coming from. Or is that a bad assumption on my part? Is that unfair for me to assume, even though I know that Koppel leans to the left?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it didn't seem to bother Ted for the 25 years when he was, a big shot at ABC. It didn't seem to bother him that much. I mean, Hannity's more out there. You know, when Ted was doing it, those guys were slightly more subtle about it. I mean, you know, Hannity's a lot more out there. But then again, Hannity says, hey, I'm an opinion guy. I mean, people should be able to understand.
Well, but times have changed,
but the big question is Hannity asked Ted, do you think I'm bad for America?
Right.
I mean, do you think talking about the issues And having open perspective. Conversations is bad for America. Mm-hmm. And that's why I fully support Hannity, because I think it's good. As long as you know where everybody's coming from, which was the problem with Koppel and those guys, you didn't, I think it's great for America.
Well,
yeah, I mean...
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I mean that I think Rich is right on it there. What you had prior to this is you had a slant, but it wasn't acknowledged. It was presented as though this is journalism, yet there was a slant.
Right.
Now you've got people that are really out on a limb going, no, you know, I'm coming from the right. That's who I am, and I want you to dig this. But at least I'm honest about who I am. That's my complaint too about the media, is they got a slant, but they don't admit it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, where are you weighing in on this?
I just think that we're part of a generation now that, you know, people want opinions and people expect it. So to have someone try to even claim to be unbiased is just not believable for, I think, for my whole generation.
Wow, what a great point. That's a great point. And isn't it amazing? I'm the most senior person here. Crummy's closely on my heels. So when it comes to having experience, I used to run a newsroom at the all-news radio station for 2 years in Boston, and I had the biggest set of liberals that you could possibly imagine working for me. And it happened that the guy who bought the station from CBS was a right-winger. And so I had to balance the people in the newsroom who didn't like this guy because he expressed himself and was open about his right leanings, but they, in their left leanings, kept their opinions in the newsroom. That didn't really, I listened carefully for that sort of thing and didn't hear it. But this is the 1980s. So we fast forward to today, and although you've worked at some great radio stations in Phoenix, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, have you been able to tell, or do you think, let me ask it to this way. Let's say KFI in Los Angeles. When you were on the air there, did you know what the politics were of the news people who were doing the reporting on your program when you were on the air? The separate newscasts?
Well, let me think about KFI. Well, you know what? A lot
or any place, Joe. Take KFYI in Phoenix, wherever you've been. KWABC. Well, I don't care where you are. Just any place.
Well, you know what? On those stations a lot, excuse me, I got something in my throat here. Usually there were so many talk shows that were on the air. That's really where the opinions came out, whereas on the news, they usually played it straight. But that was okay because you had plenty of shows that were on the air where you would really get your...
So do you think they still do, though? When you listen to John and Ken on KFI now, or Handel in the morning, or Tim Conway at night, the people who are on, the news people are an important part of the conversation. They get in and out of the conversation. Do you think that people listening to programs like that can tell, or do they need to know? I mean, you know where Handel stands. You pretty much know where John and Ken is.
Well,
you remember, so... What do you, how is
but,
it
but perception, all of that's moot point. Because perception, I'm listening to the news station on the way in here, and of course the way I hear it is the way
you're talking
I
about WTOP
perceive
in Washington.
WTOP in Washington, which is supposed to be down the middle. But you know what? It seems to me that it sounds an awful lot kind of left-leaning, not hard left, or but it seems like it's negative towards my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you overly sensitive to that, or do
exactly?
You think
so, is that my perception? Is even if there is a media outlet that is straight down the middle nowadays, would people perceive it that way, or would they perceive it to be leaning one way or the other based on their perception?
Well, so here's the business side of it, because I'm the businessman here. Although Richie, you have to be a businessman to run to be the ops guy at Radio America. But I will tell you from my point of view, having created a brand and having watched it do very well and then do very badly and sort of come back as business extremes occur, the way that these people at Fox first created a business model out of opinion was brilliant. Roger Ailes, scumbag that he is, was a brilliant, brilliant leader at a time when the country, whether we knew it or not, wanted something like this. And then sprung up MSNBC. And now you got CNN. So these guys, they really don't give a... I mean... I guess Rupert Murdoch is known for being right of center, but he invests in things and creates things that are good business models, and that's their number one thing. Yeah, if I can get my political point across, swell, but I'm in it for making money first. And that's why Murdoch paid Roger Ailes $23 million a year to run that Fox News channel, because it was a cash cow. They were printing money there. And they're not so much now, because people are, quote-unquote, wise to their act. But does that mean No, there's a market for it.
Well, where else can you go on TV where you're going to get a right, sort of slant to the right? I mean, it's Fox.
Yeah. I mean, you can get it all over the radio, but you can't get it on TV. You're right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Where do you go on TV if you want to see the news from the right? I mean, it's a completely different universe than, say, CNN. I watch CNN a lot, and it's like they live in two different universes. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They do live in two different universes.
Oh, yeah.
And I will tell you, the number one most watched show last week, Victoria, you and I were talking about this on the DJV show.
Mm-hmm.
The number one, or maybe we weren't. I remember. I can't remember where I put this, but I know I went through the ratings. It may have been on a Good Day show. The ratings for the cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one show for now 4 weeks in a row has been Rachel Maddow, who has an average of almost 700,000 viewers a night. Versus half that for Larry O'Donnell that's after her. Hannity is at about, what is that, I think 557 was what he had on average this past week. The two runs of O'Brien, what's his face on Fox, I think it was 800,000 where it came out.
O'Reilly show. O'Brien, you know, one of those Irish guys.
Well, but you know that little twerp who replaced Megyn Kelly? Richie, you've heard me talk about him.
Tucker Carlson.
What a horror show. He's got the second best ratings now. Hannity and Tucker Carlson and the first running of O'Reilly are almost exactly the same, within a few thousand of each other. So that's a pretty interesting reality as well. So there we have. I mean, just pretty interesting to see how this Hannity Koppel thing. Hannity's smart and played it the right way because he understands his audience. That's all.
That's simple as that.
That's all you need. Know to whom you are speaking. 19 past the hour.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who's the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hi, Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Overview of the hot hits in talk radio, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has good, strong, solid, thought-based opinions on things that are in the top list of the stories. Then there's Joe Crummy, who is an excellent broadcaster and author of Evil Thoughts. He has a podcast. If you just log on, well, you can Google or just go to Joe Crummy with an E, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, joecrummy.com. You will see his Evil Thoughts. You will be able to hear his Evil Thoughts on his podcast. So you can go there. And then there's our very own Victoria Keelan, who's never seen an issue that she couldn't think through and have an expressive point of view on. So that's why she's here. We're all here to lend a unique perspective to what's going on. So we've only gone through number 10 and number 9 so far on the list of the top 10. We may not get to all of them. Ivanka Trump is at number 8 and her role at the White House. Why is this a big deal?
Well, because people think it's nepotism. I mean, it's Trump's daughter.
Well, so it is. What? So what?
Yeah, okay. I mean, his...
That's the thing.
Same as his son-in-law. I mean, Jared Kushner is one of his main advisors. So I don't think that's the issue. I mean, people on the left, I don't think that that's an issue that they have. I think it was the fact that she had all kinds of clearance but wasn't technically working at the White House, and she has an office but wasn't really working. I think that was, it was very vague. So I think it seems better that she's now official.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it's kind of sexist, too, that it was okay for Jared, you know, her husband, to be there, and all of a sudden now it's Ivanka, and it's a problem. You should have seen Amanda Carpenter on CNN. I mean, she seems to really have a problem with Ivanka in the White House, too. You know, when I watch over and over again...
I don't even know who she is. Why
she is you know, I'll tell you who she is. You know what she used to do? She used to work for Ted Cruz as his communications director, so I still think there's some bad blood there.
Okay. You want to lose, vote for Cruz.
What's the knock on Ivanka, though? What's not to like about her?
Yeah.
Besides, you know, okay, she's Trump's daughter and you don't like Trump, but her specifically, what's the knock on her?
Isn't any. She's smart, she's measured, she knows what's what. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. From a female perspective on the left, the knock on her is she sort of became, and a lot of my girlfriends have talked about this, she was sort of like our only hope, in big quotes, you know, as far as we like Ivanka, she is relatable to us, I think she's really smart and very accomplished. We were sort of, I think, hoping that she would be, have more of a role, and that she would have more of a vocal role.
Well, how do you know she hasn't so far?
Well, because we haven't heard her, and so I think that
only
people...
2 months into the thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I think this is a good thing, I think. I mean, I'm a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of her father's, but I think a lot of women in my position were really hoping that a lot of this would fall on her and that she would represent
us. So should we give her some time to find her wings or get her bearings?
I mean, I am. I'm hoping that, you know,
I think she's got her wings. I think it's just a matter of they're trying to figure out how to let her spread her wings without creating all this havoc.
Mm. Yeah,
I think she may be... I say this lovingly. She may be one of the only hopes of keeping her father in check.
I like her.
Her father is very respectful of her. That's why she's there. I think she gets him, and if there's anybody who's going to be able to curb him, his wife certainly isn't going to. She seems like milk toast.
Right.
She's so happy to stay at Trump Tower in New York City.
She wants to be completely
honest. She's never moving to the White House.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see a divorce there.
Not a divorce, just
separation.
But I agree, though, Doug. I think for women especially, because this administration, I mean, there are no women. And so, and there's certainly, there's just no one there that we can relate to on the left. And so Ivanka represented this beacon of light and hope. And I hope that she falls into that role. Yeah. I want to hear more
from
Ivanka.
Yep.
I want to hear about, you know, she said during the campaign, she feels very strongly about women's issues and maternity leave and things like that. I want to hear more from her.
28 past the hour.
As a 300-foot tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico, yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Moving along now, 34 after the hour, an hour of conversation that takes place every week here in the circles of the Talk Radio Review, the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. I present to you three folks who have really great radio backgrounds and ideas. And when we go through the top 10 stories, they have their say. I don't know that we always have time to get to some of these. And actually, there are a couple of them that aren't worth much time anyway. I introduce to you Victoria Keelan, who's part of the DJV experience with me and Jennifer Horn. We have Joe Crummy, whose evil thoughts are online. God, I love you. The more I get to know you, you and I have known each other for years, but I haven't really known you until recently. I've always thought you were one of the great, and I say this without hesitation, I have always found you, before I knew you, listening to you on the radio for years, as one of the most entertaining guys on the radio. I don't know whether it's your flair for ending the sentences on an up rather than a down. I don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger. I've never put my finger on it. I just know I like listening to you. So
what are you doing tonight, Doug? I mean, what are
you? Yeah, you're on one coast and I'm on the other coast. Thanks.
All right, Victoria and I'll just bail out. Leave.
Yeah, nice. Right. Okay, Victoria.
We got
as the
romance.
The same. Yeah. The reason they married. What do you mean, Richie? The reason that you and Victoria and everybody gets around me is because there's something that you contribute to the overall the progress of things, and so
well,
as we progress through this list.
I'm trying to keep you from getting hit in the middle of the road. That's my reason I
Thank
stay
you
around.
Very much. You've always been
protect you.
Right. There have been times you wanted to push me into the middle of the road.
Oh, there's been times I wanted to get behind the wheel of the car.
All right, number seven is the Brexit thing, the European Union exit. What I found most entertaining about this week, Victoria, was the fellow who is, I've got to remember his name, Jacques. What was the guy's last name?
Was it a Jean-Claude something?
Yeah.
Van Damme? No.
I know, right?
No. The guy that's the president of the European Union says in a statement to the European Union today, or I guess it was yesterday, actually. It was earlier in the week. At any rate, his deal was he thinks America has meddled and messed up European Union. We're the ones that put those evil thoughts into the minds of the Brits. They voted.
What's he referencing? When Texas decided to secede from the Union?
So,
I mean, he says frame
they
of reference.
It.
This guy says he's going to promote and help both Ohio and Texas seceding from the Union. Little does he know that his best chance is with California.
You're right.
He hasn't figured that out yet, but anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, the thing about, see, the guy is full of it because I was looking at the history of the European Union last night, and it started right after World War II. At every step along the way, the UK has been a, let's just say, reticent partner. They didn't want to be a part of it for quite some time. They didn't want to give up their currency, and now they've always had one foot out the door. So this guy's bogus.
Well, not only that, but Brexit, quote unquote, was kind of one of the leaders into the Trump phenomenon.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If anybody should be pointing fingers, it should be us at them.
Right. It's immigration. All right. Victoria, you got anything on this? Or are we all set?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Number six.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are you talking about sanctuary cities now? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. I'm just saying that if there is a bill, according to Jennifer Horn of the DJV show, there's a bill that's been put forth in California legislature to secede from the Union because of our position or their position on sanctuary cities, sanctuary state, and Jerry Brown says he'll sign it if it comes to his desk, so he can become president of California.
And they'll be broke in 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Anyway.
Please.
So there we go. Number six on the countdown is the bill that repeals the North Carolina bathroom bill. I don't know whether, Victoria, this puts this to rest. Are we done with this now? Is everything the same in North Carolina as it is everywhere else?
It's not completely put to rest, I don't think. I think people are still, LGBTQ activists are still not totally happy with it. It's a start, and the governor said that it is a start. It's not perfect, but it's, you know, they're going to unravel it, I guess.
You know what we should love about this, Doug?
Right.
Capitalism controlled the decision here.
Yep, money.
And whatever, it was just the consumer market.
You can
made
watch
the decision.
Money just sucking out of it.
And hey, listen, North I'm Carolina. Good with it. If the market decides this is the way it should go, I'm good with it.
Yep.
Well, are you talking about the NCAA? I mean, they're going to weigh in on this, too.
That's what I'm saying.
It was that ilk. The concert promoters said we're not going there. Businesses said we're not going there. You know, that kind of stuff. So it helped. You know.
I wouldn't be surprised if they called up the NCAA and said, what is it going to take to make this fly? And so, well, I looked at HB 1 or 2 or whatever it's called. They're repealing that, but it looks to me like they're just kicking the can down the road in North Carolina.
Well,
and
in a way, but at least it gets it off of the front page. It's HB 2, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's what they're getting rid of. Yeah.
Capitalism, baby.
Going. The FCC's internet privacy policy is a bill that was put in the hopper to overturn that. Is this much ado about nothing?
No.
Okay, so help yourself. Go ahead.
Richie, you'll probably agree with me on this. This is something that most Americans don't even know happened. I mean, they passed a law that makes it completely legal for internet companies to sell your data without your consent.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is such an infringement on your personal rights. I mean, I don't understand. Republicans are always saying, oh, they don't want government anymore.
Okay.
Well,
so you know where this goes, Victoria? This goes to the Supreme Court, and they, even if Gorsuch is going to be confirmed, they'll throw this out because it doesn't pass muster in terms of the Constitution.
But here's the reality.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
If you are out there being absolutely just careless with your information, you are going, if you're putting your birth date and your address and your mother's maiden name on your Facebook page.
But see, it's a lot more than that, though. They're selling your browsing history. They can go in and say, Rich McFadden watched porn last week.
Whatever.
And they can sell that data to anyone they want.
You know,
whenever I log on to any computer, I assume that they're doing that anyway.
Yeah. All right. But the other side of that is, the business side of it is, if you're foolish enough to have everything on your Facebook page and you're going for a job, and people look at you in some drunken stupor some night at a party, forget about getting the job. That's just the way it is. You don't want to have...
That's the first thing I look at when we get interns and employees applications.
Right. What are they going to
say? But that's a separate issue, though, Doug. That's a social media thing. This is totally different.
I understand that. I'm just saying, in general, on
your personal computer.
Yeah.
This is your entire browser history and data.
Bad bill, no question.
Yeah,
Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, I was going to say that it's more than just Facebook. I mean, what you've got, Victoria had a point there. I mean, she's talking about your browser, everything, your ISP, in other words, whatever your provider, whatever goes through your provider, they get everything and they can sell everything. Whereas it's legal now for Facebook or any website, any commercial website. By the way, that's not at all controlled by any of this legislation. Those guys can still sell every damn thing that they want. You go to Home Depot, you go to it's not just Facebook, it's any commercial website you go to. That's still cool. That's okay. There's nothing that stops anybody from selling all that information right now, and there's no legislation right now to stop that. That's just part of the business model, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, is we were talking a few minutes ago during the break, Joe and Victoria and I. There's a girl who works for President Trump, and she is special assistant to the president, Julia Hahn. And she worked at Breitbart for Steve Bannon. And she's been described as Steve Bannon's Steve Bannon. Mm. And the press is trying to dig up stuff on this girl because they know they shouldn't like her.
Right.
But they can't because she's a ghost online. She has no social media presence. There's nothing. You can't even find a picture of her online. And it's driving them crazy that they can't just log in and dig something up. But I'm sitting here listening to this conversation, wondering how she has remained such a ghost online. That's almost impossible these days.
It is, yeah.
It is. You're right about
unless
that.
Unless you've had everything scrubbed, and in which case, you know, maybe she has.
Well, when you're 25, maybe you weren't stupid enough to get everything on there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Or haven't had time to.
But this good food for thought. Okay, what do we have here left? A lot of Trump stuff. We'll go for that as we round out our overview on the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine on the radio here at 44 past the hour.
A profile of the largest farmer-owned organic cooperative in the country today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Some quick facts about Organic Valley. Founded in 1988 and headquartered in Lafarge, Wisconsin, it has 2,000 farmer members in the U.S. and Canada. Sales topped $1 billion for the first time in 2015. The brand includes dairy products and eggs, all certified organic, and distribution is international. Ann O'Connor is Director of Public Affairs for Organic Valley.
One of the challenges for our farmers is to just help people understand about organic and why organic matters and why it is a viable option for people. We really start with our soil, and that is an area where we know that if we're paying attention to our soil, healthy soil is kind of the foundation for everything else that's healthy on the planet.
O'Connor says the organic model promotes sustainability.
I think when a farm can sustain their own family and the community around them, they're creating a network not only within their farm but in their whole community. When you have a thriving farm, then that mother can be there with those children. Those parents can do their job and not be working three other jobs to try to just make a living.
Learn more at organicvalley.coop. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
All right, 46 past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Joe Crummy, with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, reviewing the charts, the big stories for this last week of March, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. It's a weekly event here to give you an idea of what some of the pros in the business who may not be part of your daily routine have to say about some of these issues. The number four through number one issue for Richie and Joe and Victoria. Now, this is a summary because it's all about Trump. The travel ban, the health care bill being overhauled, Russia, blah, blah, immigration. So, generally speaking, let's just get a... Yeah, it is blah, blah. The thing that's best and worst this week about Trump, I'll tell you, I'll start this so you'll get the drift that I'm coming to you from. The number one thing for me this week that's good is the focus on health care and whether the question is whether or not we can get some common sense into a real health care bill, which is what most people want. Not a legislative package that benefits the insurance industry, but that benefits the people in the country who are paying the bill. Preventative things, support for chiropractic and for physical therapy and for acupuncture and for prevention, health club memberships, all that stuff. Any health care bill that doesn't have or encourage that is bogus as far as I'm concerned. Now, that's on one side.
Agreed. Yep.
The other side is this Scott Pruitt, who is a moron. He has become the administrator of the EPA. I said, I think earlier today, Victoria, that I'm very much in favor of change. I think a lot of the stuff that Trump is doing is great, eliminating some of these agencies, cutting the budget here and there. But the EPA, even though there are plenty of things the EPA to cut, one of the focus, the focus group studies and any reasonable research that doesn't come from Monsanto, shows you that having certain pesticides in purview of being used by farmers on foods and stuff, just bad. So this week, Pruitt says, oh, we can't prove that, blah, blah, blah. The guy's a moron.
Okay, or so someone's lined his pockets.
Well,
it's crazy.
So go ahead. Give me 30 seconds on your point, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in Richie and Joe, because we're almost done.
On what? On
just the best and the worst of what Trump's doing this week. Because this is all about Trump.
I'll let them start. You guys go first.
Trying to control China.
Trying to control
telling China that you can't step on us anymore. And even if he gets anywhere or doesn't get anywhere, just putting your foot down to China and saying, listen, let's talk about trade and how you guys are basically running shackles over us, and we're going to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're going to do something about North Korea while you're at it.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Joe?
Just on sanctuary cities, Trump and Sessions are thrown down thrown down with sanctuary cities. I like what the mayor of Boston said. You know, that's a sanctuary city. Marty Walsh said that. People are going to live here anyway. We can't stop them. And you can use my office, he said. And you can use any office in this building, which is great. So I'm thinking, okay, how many state troopers are you going to have to go through to start to use the mayor's office?
Yeah,
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Really. All right. So, Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. Evil Thoughts. If you check it out online. Thank you, Victoria and Richie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Don't you know who I am?
Of course I know who you are. You think I'd have you come into my son's life without checking you out? But I hired you for your abilities as a teacher, not as a fortune teller. Now, don't give me any argument. The ice is gonna break!
Wow. That's you want to play the
that
game?
Can, that can only be one actor.
Hit don't that you know one more time.
Of course I know who you are. You think I'd have you come into my son's life without checking you out? But I hired you for your abilities as a teacher, not as a fortune teller. Now, don't give me any argument. The ice is going to break!
All right, play it one more time. I think I almost got the voice then if I don't get
don't
it.
Don't you know who I am?
Of course.
Didn't know this was a game show.
I'd have you come into my son's life without checking you out, but I hired you for your abilities as a teacher, not as a fortune teller.
Is that Walken?
Now, don't give me any argument.
Is that Christopher Walken?
The ice is going to break.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I thought it was Mike Myers. Sorry.
No, it comes from the dead zone. All right, so Chuck, hey, like 20
today's his, today's his birthday. He's 74 years old, Chris Walken. That's my favorite Christopher Walken movie, The Dead Zone, based on a Stephen King novel made in 1983. That's a great movie. You ever see it?
There's something about Walken that is there's just something about him that captures whatever role he's in, whether it's a serious straight role, the way he carries himself, whether it's a weirdo role, it just is the way he carries himself.
Two words, more cowbell.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. That's all you need to say about Christopher. I mean, that pretty much sums up how different he is and why whatever he does, it's great. There you go, more cowbell.
Okay, that's it.
Do you remember what movie he won an Oscar for?
What do you win an Oscar for?
He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in The Deer Hunter, one of the great war movies of all time with Robert De Niro.
Very, very violent.
Played a guy who was addicted to Russian roulette, amazing sequence.
Yeah.
He played a villain in A View to a Kill, Max Zorin in the James Bond movie.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good in a movie in 86 called At Close Range. Madonna did the theme song. Sean Penn co-starred in that movie. I like that movie a lot.
He's got a summer house on Block Island. And I was down visiting a friend, Richie, friend, Alan Cook, one weekend. And we were driving around, and Walken takes a walk every morning. And he always dresses in black. And everybody knows him. Everyone knows where he lives. Everybody leaves him alone. He just walks. And he's known for, he'll stop in the same place for a cup of coffee, whatever it is. He is someone, I say that only anecdotally, that I think is, he is not an actor. He's a star who is an actor. You know, there are some actors, there are some stars. I think he's both, frankly.
Top five list of people you'd want to have a beer with.
He's a walking special effect also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's hired for a specific reason. I mean, movies like Sleepy Hollow and Batman Returns he did for Tim Burton. I thought he was a lot of fun in the musical Hairspray. But he was really bizarre in the live-action NBC version of Peter Pan.
That was so weird.
That was just bizarre.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk. Richie, we have to have a commercial here. Or
go ahead.
All right. So, Chucker,
yeah,
coming from Framingham, Massachusetts, and I happen to be home this week on the East Coast.
Good for you.
The latest installment on the Dads versus, what is the name of that movie?
Daddy's
Home, okay. So Daddy's Home 2 is being shot in Framingham. Wahlberg has some friends in Framingham, so they have poured into town this week, and it's all the local news media is focused on. The Boston stations, they got trucks all over the place and parking lots and shopping centers, and they're filming in this little neighborhood where apparently the homeowner is a friend of Wahlberg's, and all the stuff he does involves his friends in some way, shape, or form. So wandering around in Framingham this week, Mark Wahlberg, what's his face I don't like? What's the...
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, Mel Gibson, and John Lithgow. And they're just wandering around. They're in and out of the house, but they're going to the little mall that's there. They're talking to people, and they're just being normal human beings. It's really kind of interesting to see how it all plays out when they do stuff like this on location. But it's just kind of fun. So movies come out in November. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. What do we have this weekend coming out that we're going to like? Where'd Chucker go? Oh, nice going, Richie. All right. So, Victoria.
Yeah, what happened?
Beauty and the Beast.
All right, Chuck's back. Here you go.
All right, Chucker, what do we have this weekend?
Ghost in the Shell, a new action movie with Scarlett Johansson. I think it's based on a popular Japanese action property. It's tracking around a $35 million opening weekend, which is not bad. It's expected to do very well overseas. And then the animated film Baby Boss with the voice of Alec Baldwin, yet another animated babysitter. I will not subject my daughter to this type of material.
Isn't there some just good regular movie coming out this weekend?
No, that's about it. Beauty and the Beast is expected to hold the top spot the third straight weekend, though.
Yeah, everybody.
Deservingly so, though.
Everybody's seen it now, right? I think everybody's seen it.
Yep.
Yeah. At least
we all seen it.
Loved it.
Yeah, but my daughter wants to see it again. So.
Of course.
Me too. I'll go with her.
Chuck Curry is our movie man here at 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.